Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time. Dig out the truth written between the lines. Her hair's still brick, cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Joining us today for Her Story number 21 is author, writer, and researcher Kay Jones. Kay received her history degree from the University of Manchester, UK, and is a writer for the History in an Hour series. Two of her titles, Dickens and 1066, about the Norman conquest of England, are available now, and the third title, The Medieval Anarchy, will be out this summer. Kay is also a researcher for the PTSD Resolution, a Sussex, England-based outreach program that helps veterans and TAs struggling to reintegrate into a normal work and family life because of military post-traumatic stress suffered as a result of service in the armed forces. She is married to a retired soldier of the Northern Ireland 2nd Rifles Battalion and also recently launched Heroines and Harlots, a women's history website dedicated to promoting the public understanding and image of women's history. To learn more about Kay and her work, you can visit her website, heroinesandharlots.com, or you can follow her on Twitter at Kay_Jones. Kay, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
And which woman in history have you chosen to share with us today?
I've chosen Violet Sabo, a British secret agent from World War II.
Well, please tell us all a little bit about Violet Sabo.
Violet Wren Elizabeth Bushell, or Vi as she was known, was born in Paris on the 26th of June 1921. She was the second child and the only daughter of Charlie Bushell, an English taxi driver, and Wren, a French dressmaker and seamstress. Charlie and Wren moved to England shortly after Vi was born, but they struggled to make ends meet, so Vi was sent to northern France to live with her aunt. She came back in 1932 and the family settled in Stockwell. When she was 14, she left school and she got a job as a sales assistant. She worked at a corset maker's in Kensington, but she got sacked because she went AWOL and ran away to France one day. Thankfully, she came back after a few weeks and she got a job at Woolworths in Oxford Street. Towards the end of the 1930s, as tensions mounted with Germany, Violet continued to enjoy her teen years. She was far too busy cycling, ice skating, dancing, generally running wild with her brothers to think about an impending war. It was in fact only in April 1940, after the Phoney War had ended, that she felt the urge to get involved with the war effort, and so she joined the Women's Land Army. Unfortunately, she soon got very bored of picking strawberries in Hampshire, and she came back in June 1940, shortly after her 19th birthday. As it happened, she met Etienne Sabo, an officer in the French Foreign Legion, at a Bastille Day parade in Hyde Park in July. She fell completely head over heels for Etienne, and the pair married in Aldershot on the 21st of August 1940. They honeymooned for a few days after the wedding, and then Etienne was sent to North Africa as part of Charles de Gaulle's Free French. Vi didn't see him again until the following year, when he got 1 week's leave in Liverpool. Etienne was a fairly traditional male. He didn't like the idea of his wife working, but Vi wouldn't be told. And she joined the ATS, the women's branch of the British Army, and she worked on one of England's first mixed anti-aircraft batteries. As much as she loved the job and excelled at it, she soon found out that she was pregnant and she had to leave. She gave birth to her only child, Tanya, on the 8th of June 1942. Back in North Africa, Etienne heard about the birth and desperately tried to get some leave to see Vi and Tanya. But in October 1942, he fought and died in the Battle of El Alamein. It took a few months for word to get back to England, and when Vi found out, she was completely devastated. She felt that Etienne had been murdered by the Nazis, and she wanted revenge. Her opportunity for revenge came shortly after, when she received a letter from a Mr. Potter asking her to attend a meeting at the Ministry of Pensions. Thinking that this was probably about Etienne's war pension, she went to the meeting only to find that it was a cover for the Special Operations Executive and that Mr. Potter was in fact Selwyn Jepson, the organisation's chief recruiter. The Special Operations Executive, or SOE, was a secret wartime organisation that had been formed in July 1940 by the Prime Minister, Winston Churchill. The aim of SOE was, in Churchill's words, to set Europe ablaze, and this was to be achieved by supporting local resistance networks in Nazi-occupied territories and giving them the support to fight back, the idea being that this would break down the German war effort and give the Allies the upper hand. At the meeting, Jepson proposed that Vi undertake a dangerous mission in France. He told her in no uncertain terms that the work was extremely dangerous and that it was very possible she wouldn't come back. Probably still thinking about Etienne, she was completely unfazed and she decided that it was a risk worth taking. As she was fluent in French, she joined Section F, the French section, and undertook an intensive six-month training course that involved parachute training, single combat, arms, sabotage, cryptography, and probably the most important, how to successfully implement a cover story. Violet completed two missions for SOE, and both times she acted as a courier to the French journalist and experienced agent, Philippe Louet. The first mission took place in northern France in April 44. Louet had already developed a local resistance network near Rouen called Salesmen, but after we left France, SOE heard that the Gestapo had found out about it. So Violet was tasked with assessing the damage, and sure enough, she found out that most of Salesmen's members were now in prison or had been killed by the Gestapo. So Vi set up a new team, and together they blew up some of the rail and road bridges that the Nazis were using at the time to transport goods. She returned to England on the 30th of April. For her second mission, she went back to France with Louet on the 7th of June 44. This time, they landed at Limoges in central France with the task of developing a second salesman circuit. On the 10th of June, however, Violet was travelling by car with two members of the French resistance when they encountered a German roadblock at a small village called Salon-la-Tour. Violet held them off for as long as she could with her Sten submachine gun and minimal ammunition, but she was eventually captured. On the 16th of June, she was taken to the notorious Avenue Foch, the Gestapo HQ in Paris, where she was interrogated and probably tortured. But she didn't give anything away. And on the 8th of August, she was transported with two other female agents, William Rolfe and Denise Bloch, to the notorious Ravensbrück concentration camp, about 90 miles north of Berlin in Germany. The conditions at Ravensbrück, like all camps, were horrendous, but rather than break her spirit, she became a friend to the women there and she supported the sick in any way that she could. She planned an escape attempt sometime in the winter, but it didn't work, and she was executed in late January or early February 1945 under a direct order from Hitler. She was 23 years old. After the war, she was posthumously awarded the George Cross, the Croix de Guerre, and the French Resistance Medal.
And why did you choose her as your inspirational woman in history?
Violet is inspirational to me because she was an ordinary girl who made an extraordinary sacrifice. When I first came across her story, it struck a definite chord with me. Not just because it was cut short so tragically, but because I could identify with her on a few levels, and I think that a lot of women still can. I'd had a whirlwind romance, I'd married a soldier, I'd been through a deployment, but fortunately for me, my husband came back after 6 months in one piece. Violet, on the other hand, was a widow by the time she was 21, and if that wasn't bad enough, she volunteered for a mission where she was told in no uncertain terms that she had a 50% chance of survival. SOE labelled her fatalistic in her outlook during her training, and maybe she was, but I also call that bravery on an almost inconceivable level. The image of Violet staving off the Nazis with a Sten gun is the stuff of legend as far as I'm concerned. As it happened, of the 40 female agents from Section F who were dropped into France, only 26 came back, and most of them experienced imprisonment and torture at some point during their short careers. I was 23 when I first read about Violet, the same age as her when she was executed, and I could never imagine the fear that she must have experienced when she was at Ravensbrook. Her bravery and her resilience in the face of so much uncertainty and chaos is remarkable. When she was travelling to Ravensbrook, for instance, the RAF started to bomb the train. And in the middle of the madness, Violet, who was chained to another prisoner, she didn't hide or she didn't break down. Instead, she crawled on hands and knees to fetch water to other prisoners. That's how selfless she was, and that's just one of the reasons why she is my historical heroine.
Now, do you have a book recommendation that you would give to listeners so they can start learning more about her?
I would probably say Susan Ottaway's biography. It's called The Life That I Have, and it gives a very good overview of her life. It puts her missions into some context. It tells you about the SOE, and it is meticulously researched. But if you want a more emotional tribute, I would suggest Tanya's book, Fi's Daughter. It's called Young, Brave and Beautiful, and it is very heartwarming. It's part fictionalized, but it is a very enjoyable read.
Well, I think we should also take this opportunity to let people know that you also are working on a book about her, right?
I am, yes.
And can we expect that anytime soon?
Well, I am probably halfway through it. I would like to see it on sale in July or August, but it may take a little bit longer. But fingers crossed, it will be ready then.
Well, I'm sure we will all be on the lookout for that. And that will do it for Violet Sabo. Kay, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
You are very welcome, Rebecca.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
I'm here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few, her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.